Hey everyone, my name is Elizabeth. My family has been a part of this amazing school since 2014. We have really loved getting to watch it grow and be a part of it and be involved, and we hope that all of you are loving it as much as we do. My son is a senior this year and will be graduating. I have had the opportunity to lead parents in prayer since 2020, and it really started unexpectedly, really feeling the need to pray over the students by name each week. And we really weren't sure how that was going to continue with the COVID logistics of that year. And so we started praying live in the Facebook Den, which was really hard at first, very uncomfortable for us doing that, but it was very encouraging for the feedback, and it helps create unity with the school and gives everybody the opportunity to pray no matter what their week and their days look like and what responsibilities they have. We can come together and pray at any time because the Lord is omnipresent and He hears our prayers in the future. He hears our prayers currently. So whenever you join during the week for that and praying over the students, know that God hears us all simultaneously. And I just think that's so beautiful. There are several ways that you can be involved. You can join us live in the Grove, and we'll pray over each of the students by name there. The Grove is between the parking lot and the school. You can join us live on the Facebook Den. And then now we've created this podcast. This podcast will serve as an abbreviated guide to parents in prayer. We won't be sharing the students' names on the public platform. We just want to protect the privacy of our students and the school in that manner. Our desire, though, is to provide another opportunity for the school to unite weekly in prayer throughout the school year and to just build you up and encourage you. Your weeks are hard, and maybe even provide another opportunity for you to pray with your students and talk to them and just create maybe some drive time prayer for you guys. We don't know. We hope that students and parents will access the prayers at the beginning of each week somewhere in your commute to build spiritual formation of prayer into our lives and our school and grow deeper in connection each week with focusing on the attributes of God's character. Our seniors this year are going to be leading that out for us, reading our attribute and the definition and the scriptures that focus on that. We'll pray according to the attribute and a specific prayer each week for the school. So a little bit more about the format. We'll have an introduction from Ephesians 6, 12 through 18 each week. And then we'll have a spiritual formation, biblical commentary. All throughout the scripture, there are instances where people sought the Lord, cried out to the Lord, cried with the Lord, praised the Lord, thanked the Lord. So we're going to just find all of those in scripture and read them together and see how they apply to what we're doing. After the students read the attribute and the definition in the scriptures, I'll come back and pray. There'll be a fill in the blank part. We'll have a scripture with a fill in the blank. And in that fill in the blank, I'll just pause and be silent, and you will insert your children's names, your spouse's names, your teacher's names, anybody you feel like into that blank, and it will go along with the attribute. Then the co-leader for Parents in Prayer, Miss Nicola, will lead a weekly school scripture prayer, and then we'll come back and we'll conclude with a Christian foundation question. They're called catechism questions. Every denomination has some form of a catechism. We'll go through a question and have a short answer to encourage us in our Christian faith. We hope that you are encouraged, and we really look forward to praying for you all this school year.